Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chala Daf Emches in the Oizu Hodor edition, Perek Revi, beginning of Aloch Hey, immediately after the Mishnah. So, the Gemara, Tani Rabchio. Rabchio had a Braiso, and referring to the beginning of our Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? Then the Tai Ish Takoya, that's the name of this person, he brought Chalois from Baiser, from Chutz Loretz, and they didn't accept it from him. So, Rabchio brought a Braiso, Gozru Aleim Vechzirum Lim Koimim. They are going there on him to bring back the chalos to Chutz Loretz. Omar Rabbo of Zavdo argued, and he said, "Efshar." That's the girsa of the Reb Chaim. It can be. They told him to take it back. Why? Lo yichlo inata yochol. You can eat the chalo. Shelo yomirinu truma tmeir shenei chalas. They're going to say that it came from Chutz Loretz. It has a tumas Chutz Loretz, and people will say that you can eat truma tmeir. You can't burn it. People say this didn't become tame. It's tar. They're not going to know that Eretz Yisrael has a din tuma, and they're going to assume it's tohoyro, and you burn it for no reason. You can't return to its place. People will say, "I saw truma grow from Eretz Yisrael the chutzar." They won't know that it originated in chutzaritz. Hakeitzas, what do you do? This is chometz. Chalos usually is chometz. You wait until a Pesach, you burn it because it's chometz, not because it's truma tmeo. So they didn't bring it back, they just kept it on the side and didn't eat it. So I saw Shimon Kehana drinking wine of truma in Akri. In other words, I saw him drinking, he brought this wine from Chutz Loretz, and he came to Akri, and he wanted to drink it. So what did they do? Gozruola, they told him, you cannot drink it. Veshat yov besfino, he drank it in the boat. People won't make the same mistake that we mentioned before, that they see truma coming from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to assume you could do that? Simo neymar lo yored lak, he didn't reach Akri with the boat, he was still in the way. So 1 second. Where did he exactly drink it? Did he drink it when, as we learned before, the border of Eretz Yisrael is defined by a chut, by like as if you have an imaginary rope, string, that divides what's the waters of Eretz Yisrael, what's the waters of Chutz Loretz. That string, did he drink it outside of the string or inside the string? Yeah, he probably drank it. It was in the boat before you reach the waters of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what he drank it. In other words, they told him, he got the message, that Eretz Yisrael is not going to be able to drink it, so he drank it in the boat. It could be he drank it already inside the waters of Eretz Yisrael. In the boat, people don't really realize it's coming from that they are in Eretz Yisrael. The whole problem is that people are going to say, "Oh, I saw truma coming from Chutz Loretz, Eretz Yisrael, and being eaten. You can eat truma tmeo." But when it's in a boat, so much so that people are going to make that chashash and understand that he was already near Eretz Yisrael and have that gzeira rabbanu and not goyza in that case. So, what days was Shimon Kano living? Because we just mentioned his name. Bimei Rabbi Elazar, he lived in the times of Rabbi Elazar, and was going to come and bring his story. Says the one with base of Shimon Bar Kahana of a mismech Rabbi Elazar. He was holding Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was leaning on him, and they were walking. Avram al chad siag. They went through one fence. Omer leis. Rabbi Elazar told Shimon Bar Kahana, "I see chad kitzim nichtzi shinai. Take a little piece of wood from the fence, and I'll use it as a toothpick." He wanted to use that small piece of wood for his own needs. Chozer v'omer. Then Rabbi Elazar changed his mind and said, "Loi teisiklum. Don't bring it." Oh my, the in asi called by Nashu, if it can, if every person is going to pass by, take a small piece of wood from the fence, have also saike de guvio, so then the fence of this person will be gone. In other words, even though mihikaradin, the owner is not makbid, if someone takes a small piece of wood from the fence, but because it's not going to be beneficial for him, midas chasidus is not to do that, that's what Blazer did. They weren't bringing a similar story. Rav Chagai have a mismach Rav Zeiro. I mean, Rav Zeiro was leaning on Rav Chagai. Over chad toin, Chad Muvli de Kislin. They're going by someone who had a load of pieces of wood, of kissing, of toothpicks, or large pieces of wood that are used for toothpicks. Omle, I say Chad Kisam, he says, "Bring me one small one, I'm going to use it as a toothpick." Chosav Omle, Loi Tasely Klun, please do me a favor, don't, he changed his mind, don't give it to me. The Yasek called by Nashu, and if every person will come, Miss Avid Ken does like this, have a Hazlem move the Gavri, the load of this person will be gone. Tiras Reb Zeir and says, Lo yabal Zeir kosher kol kach. Not that I'm such a big chassid, says Reb Zeir on himself. Elamilin di yitzjon shomalon avdina. I'm just listening to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. I know that's Rosh Hashanah Hashem. I'm not such a big chassid that cares so much, even though the owner is Moichel, but I know that Rosh Hashanah Hashem is the Rosh Hashanah of my yitzer, is I should not do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Anche Alexandri of Yuchal Hussein, Alexandri of Elokiblu Mehem. That's what we had later in the Mishnah. This, the same thing of Chia Ruba said in the beginning of the Mishnah applies over here as well. The same way in the beginning he said that when we talked about the beginning of the Mishnah, the Chala that was exerted to bring it back. Also, that will apply to the end of the Mishnah regarding the people from Alexandria. They had to go and bring it back according to this Shita. People are Tzvoim brought Bikurim before Shavuos and didn't accept it for him. And right after that, the Mishnah says, it's interesting, the Gemara does not quote this, but this is what the Gemara is referring to, is the Hemshech of the Mishnah that says, the Yosef HaKohen Yivi Bikur of Yayim V'Shem V'Lo Kibbalu Menu, Yosef HaKohen brought wine and oil, and they didn't accept it from him because it was already liquid. Says the Gemara, Tama Taninon, we learned in Maseches Shumos, Ein Mivim Bikurim Mashkim, we should not bring Bikurim as a drink. And the Hemshech of that Mishnah says, accept wine and oil. Wine and oil you could bring as a drink. Says the Gemara, why in our Mishnah didn't accept it from Bikurim? Of wine and oil you could bring as a drink. Other fruits, like dates or figs, you have to bring that Bikurim as the fruit itself, as not as a juice. But for wine and oil, it's fine. So the Gemara, v'hilo b'shav lozor, keini mastiso. The Pshat in the Mishnah over there in Maseches Terumin says, what does it mean? Enoisi Bikurim mashkim afilum shezocha b'embailim. Don't make Bikurim into liquid even after the Kohen received it. The Kohen receives the fruits. You'd say, okay, the Kohen can do whatever he wants with the fruit. You say, no. Don't make it into juice, because juice is called Zeh Be'alma. It's not the actual fruit. I don't want to ruin the Kedush of the fruit and make it only into liquid. So use that as a fruit, except for wine and oil, that there you could do. It's not called Zeh Be'alma. That's the main usage of the fruit. Says the one of Atani Dech Bikurim Mashke La'avi Minayin Shiyovi. Another Gersa is, Atai Dech Bikurim Lavi and Mashkes. In other words, how do I know they could bring Bikurim as a liquid? Talmud Loimai Tovi. The Pasuk says, regarding the Parsha of Bikurim, it says, Asher Tovi Me'aretzecha. Tovi means, you bring it even as a liquid, and this is Reb Chaim, the Pasuk we're talking about, wine and oil. So you see, you could bring it directly, not even before it came to the owner. Tipota Shalikta Mishar Rishoynam Naskin. There we talk about that he will harvest the field, the grapes and the olives, and the intention was to make it into wine and oil. That was the main purpose of these olives and grapes. The kaloy likta mishor shoni al menaskim. But in our Mishnah, we talk about that it was harvest to be fruits. So then we say, don't turn it into liquid. And if you turn it into liquid, don't bring it to be some mikdash. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Memches.